The way we are truly blessed is when we know that our sins are forgiven, when we know that the grace of God is upon us, and all our transgressions have been forgiven. We are blessed beyond measure. And there's another way that we are blessed beyond measure. That is knowing that God has forgotten our sins and does not impute our iniquity against us. It's a happy feeling, a blessed feeling. No matter what others may say about us, God may forget, but the world does not forget. Satan does not forget. Our happiness is disturbed. Our blessedness is disturbed when those things are brought to our mind by Satan. And we simply need to affirm to him and to the world that our sins are forgiven and that we stand in the grace of God and go on with integrity. That does not mean that I can go ahead and just do anything I want because God will forgive me, that I can sin with impunity. It means that my past sins are forgiven. I'm walking with God in integrity at this moment, and I'm a very happy and blessed person. Listen to what it says in Psalm 32, verse 1. How blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the one to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. You see, it's a double blessing. The guilt is gone, and there is knowledge there that God has forgiven our sins and does not impute our sins against us. It's a joyful, wonderful feeling, folks. That's when you're blessed. And no one can take that away from you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how happy I am that my sins have been forgiven. How blessed I am that my sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus. How grateful I am that you do not impute iniquity to me. I'm a truly blessed person, Lord. And I ask for your grace and for your mercy that I may walk in integrity. And if I do stumble, I know that there is grace for me, Lord. But I will not be arrogant. I will not presume to sin against you, Lord. So, Lord, help me. I need your grace as I walk with you. Thank you, Lord. I'm a blessed and happy man. In Jesus' name, amen.